Hello again, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. I'll be here for the next hour. It seems like I've been saying this a lot lately, but we have an action-packed show today. We've got more on the saga of Neil Young versus Joe Rogan and Spotify. We've got the 2020 nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, if anyone cares. New music from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, their first in almost 6 years. Plus, of course, our usual features, Phil's Pick, and our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. That is all ahead on the next hour, here at 91.5 WMFO.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. The time to wallow in the mire. China, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Set the night on fire, time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Stop! Somebody shake me, 'cause I must be sleeping. Now that we're here, it's so far away. All the struggle with my poison bed, and all the mistakes one life can pay, they all finally start to go away. And now that we're here, it's so far away, and I feel like I can face the day. I can forget, and I'm not ashamed to be the person that I am today. I'm so
that is one of the top five, maybe top three alt-rock bands from the late 90s and early 2000s, Stained from Springfield, Mass. And the song is So Far Away. And before that, we heard The Doors, Light My Fire. Two songs with really great lead singers to start our show off this morning. Aaron Lewis from Stained and, of course, Jim Morrison from The Doors. And by the way, I do apologize for playing the short version of Light My Fire. Most of us like to listen to the long album version. It's about 7 minutes long, and it's got this really great organ solo in the middle, but not necessarily the greatest thing to get you up and out on a Monday morning, so we played the short version. And if you missed the organ solo, I do apologize for that. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRusso with you on Rock of Ages. If anybody thought that nature was going to be kind to us this winter after all the COVID we've been through, clearly not the case. The big snowstorm was followed by the big ice storm this week, and it's been really, really freezing out. And to make matters worse, the groundhog indicated last week that it's going to be an even longer winter this year. But hey, we are New Englanders. We can handle it. And yes, that is the sound of my listeners in Florida and California chuckling. One thing apparently we can handle is being snubbed by Tom Brady in his retirement announcement. That topic dominated sports radio last week. And it's hard to say whether it was intentional, but in typical Tom Brady fashion, he read the room, he released a video tribute, which may or may not have settled things. I guess time will tell. The Neil Young, Joe Rogan Spotify dispute continued to build last week, with more artists joining him and pulling their music from Spotify. Last week, after Joni Mitchell and Nils Lofgren pulled their music, Spotify reacted by announcing plans to add a content advisory warning to any podcasts that discuss information about COVID-19. But despite that move, later in the week, his former bandmates David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and Graham Nash all joined him. In a group statement, they're asking their labels to remove the CSN catalog from Spotify along with their solo works. Their statement read, "We support Neil and we agree with him that there is dangerous disinformation being aired on Spotify's Joe Rogan podcast." They said, "While we always value alternative points of view, knowingly spreading disinformation during this global pandemic has deadly consequences. Until real action is taken to show that a concern for humanity must be balanced with commerce, we don't want our music or the music we made together to be on the same platform." It is an interesting show of unity for a band that has not been able to agree on almost anything since their bitter breakup in 2015. And I think this one's going to hurt. I'm not sure that Neil Young alone, or even Joni Mitchell and Nils Lofgren was going to make an impression. But now you pull out Crosby, Stills, and Nash and all their solo music. And I think there's probably a little momentum building here from even more artists to join. So I think this controversy is not going away anytime soon. It is time for Phil's Pick. Every week at this time, my friend Phil from Watertown picks out some music that he thinks we ought to be listening to. The feature is called Phil's Pick. We've been doing it, for about a year and a half now. And looking forward to every week hearing what Phil has for us. Let's hear what Phil picked for us this week.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Casanova by Eric Lindell. Eric started playing off in Northern California and then relocated to New Orleans. His musical style borrows from 1970s blues, rock, soul, and R&B. Could best be described as blue-eyed soul. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe. And be kind.
There goes that old Casanova in the beat, blue Nova with the mirror swinging on the dash. A stone-cold lover gone undercover and they still trying to find his stash. A hot number way back in the summer of 76 and a half. A straight shooter, thief and a looter, how you never want to cross in paths. Girl, he won't let it ride now. Oh, he won't let it slide. You won't pass him by, hell no. Real lady killer, yeah, it's cock killer, ranking at the top of the class. A high roller, a pimp and a baller, he's showing up to get the last. A straight shooter, deep in a looter sometime. Ain't it a crime, baby? Girl, he won't let it ride now. Oh, he won't let it slide. You gon' pass him by him.
Was here to stay.
Continuing with the local flavor with Aerosmith this morning. And we heard Eric Lindell. The song was called Casanova. That was Phil's pick for this week. Here on Rock of Ages on WMFO, we play the best rock from all eras. We do it every Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock. Thank you for joining me today. Last week, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees were announced. And I guess my first question is, does anybody really care about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I think artists do. They seem to take it seriously. They show up to the induction ceremony and they make serious speeches and all that. But I don't know that the general public really, really cares about it. And as I look over the list of nominees for the class of 22, the first thing I notice is most of these artists cannot, under any strained definition of the word, be considered rock and roll, which is actually okay with me. There should be a place where all these artists get to be honored. But I think the hall is misnamed. It really is the Pop Music Hall of Fame. And if you look at it through that lens, then the list makes sense. So here goes. This year's list of nominees features Eminem, Dolly Parton, Lionel Richie, Duran Duran, Beck, Pat Benatar, Carly Simon, A Tribe Called Quest, Kate Bush, Devo, Judas Priest, The Eurythmics, New York Dolls, Rage Against the Machine, and Dionne Warwick. The top vote getters will be announced in May and they'll be inducted in the fall. And to be eligible for this year's ballot, every nominee's first single or album had to have been released in 1996 or earlier. Seven of the nominees are on the ballot for the very first time, but Eminem is the only one in his first year of eligibility. His album, Infinite, was released in 1996. So what happens next is a voter pool of more than 1,000 artists, historians, journalists, and members of the music industry will select the new class. But fans can also take part. They can go online and vote at rockhall.com, or they can visit the museum in Cleveland and do their voting at an interactive kiosk right there at the museum. And fan selections will count as a single fan ballot that gets tabulated into the final results. Let's hear from a couple of the nominees right now. On Rock of Ages, we'll start with Beck. WMFO.
Of the towns we know, a place we saw the lights turn low, the jigsaw jazz in the get fresh flow, pulling out jobs and jamboree handouts, two turntables and a microphone, bottles and cans, or just clap your hands, or just clap your hands.
Where's that?
That was a good drum break.
Pick yourself up off the side of the road with the elevator bones and your whiplash tones. Members only, hypnotizers move through the room like ambulance drivers. Shine your shoes with your microphone blues, your suits with your parachute boots. Passing the Ducci from coast to coast like a man Gary Wilson.
Those who swing both ways, AC/DCs.
Let's make it out, baby.
Total
scene. Where's that? I got.
Couple of the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2022. That is the Pride of Lindenhurst, Long Island, Pat Benatar. And we also heard Beck, and voting is open now, and the results will come out later this year, and the induction ceremony will be in the fall of 2022. You are listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. If you are in the Boston area, listen to us on the radio at 91.5 FM. And if you are far away, or if you have trouble getting up and listening at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Monday, listen to us on demand or stream us live at WMFO.org. A fairly significant week in rock history. In fact, one event is possibly the most significant event of the rock era. I'll tell you about that in just a second. But first, celebrating birthdays this week, Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses. His actual name is Bill, and his stage name, Axl Rose, is an anagram for oral sex. I just found that out. I wrote it down. It actually works. Carole King also celebrating a birthday this week. And here's a quirky one. Fans of the show The Office know the character Creed. I had heard that he was once a member of the band The Grassroots, and I thought that had to be some kind of urban myth. But I looked it up, and it's actually true. If you remember The Grassroots, they were in the late 60s, early 70s. They had a lot of top 40 hits. And there he is. If you look at a picture of the band, there is Creed from The Office. And anyway, he's celebrating a birthday this week as well. And finally, this Wednesday, February 9th, is the anniversary of the Beatles' first TV appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show. You've seen the clips, all the screaming girls. And it's hard to overstate the significance of that event. At that time, America was in a very deep slump. JFK had been assassinated just 3 months earlier, and the country was still in total shock. And then the Beatles landed in New York, and Beatlemania was officially launched. They did Ed Sullivan, and that just opened the floodgates for the British invasion, which brought us The Who, The Stones, The Kinks, and countless others. So that event, celebrating an anniversary this Wednesday, February 9th, it happened in 1964. Well, here on Rock of Ages, we like to bring you new music whenever we can, and we've got a good one this week, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They have a new album coming out. It'll be their 12th studio album. It'll be called Unlimited Love. It's their first new release since 2016's The Getaway, and it reunites the band with their longtime producer, Rick Rubin. Unlimited Love arrives on April 1st. It will have 17 tracks, and this is the first release. The song is called Black Summer, new from the Red Hot Chili Peppers on Rock of Ages.
A lazy rain am I, the skies refuse to cry. Cremation takes its piece of your supply. The night is dressed like noon. A sailor spoke too soon. and China's on the dark side of the moon. Hit me now. Platypus are a few, the secret life of censorship, riding on a Hitler's horse to make the trip.
Everybody's looking for somebody's arms to fall into. That's what it is. That's what it is now. Here's frost on the graves and the monuments, but the taverns are warm in town. People curse the government and shovel hard food down. Lights are out in City Hall, the castle and the keep. The moon shines down upon it all, the legless and asleep. And it's cold on the toll gate, with the wagons creeping through. Cold on the toll gate, God knows what I can do. That's what it is. That's what it is now. The garrison sleeps in the citadel with the ghosts and the ancient stones. High on the parapet, a Scottish piper stands alone. And high on the wind, the Highland drums beat the wool. Something from the past just comes and stares into my soul. Cold on the toll gate, Let the drums beat the tattoo. Call on the toll gate, God knows what I can do with you. That's what it is. That's what it is now. What it is. That's what it is now. Candlesticks still writing songs in a wee wee house on Charlotte Street. I take a walking stick from my hotel. The ghost of Dirty Dick is still in search of Little Nell. It's what it is. It's what it is now. It's what it is. What it is now.
The unmistakable voice and guitar playing of Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits. That's actually from one of his solo albums. It's called What It Is. And we heard the new one from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Their album Unlimited Love will come out on April 1st. And the song we heard was Black Summer. Well, up next, we've got our one-hit wonder. We'll go to the 1970s for this one right after this.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Every week on the show, we like to feature a one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. This week we'll go to the 1970s. Elvin Bishop is a blues guitarist who made his name with the Butterfield Blues Band before he started his own band. He wrote this song with the intention of performing it himself, but he didn't think his voice did it justice, so he handed it off to bandmate Mickey Thomas for lead vocal. It was a huge pop and album rock radio hit, the only one for the Elvin Bishop Band. Mickey Thomas went on to become the lead singer for the Starship and sang lead on several of their hits in the mid-1980s. Featuring Mickey Thomas, this is Elvin Bishop and Fooled Around and Fell in Love. This week's one-hit wonder on Rock of Ages.
I must have been through you true when I'm down on you. Rather be me than you. Like the coldest winter chill, heaven beside you.
Hell with you.
Like the coldest winter chill, heaven beside you.
Hell with you.
Like the coldest winter.
That'll get you up and out on a cold early Monday morning in February. That is Alice in Chains, Heaven Beside You. And we heard Elvin Bishop Band and Fooled Around and Fell in Love, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. As I mentioned, Mickey Thomas was the lead singer on that song, and he went on to be the lead singer of The Starship. It got me thinking about The Starship, because that's a band that's had a very long and winding history. It started out as the Jefferson Airplane, with Grace Slick in the psychedelic 1960s era. Then they became the Jefferson Starship, and then finally in the 80s, just Starship. And there was so much turnover that the band sounded nothing like how it had originally started out. Another band that comes to mind in that same way is Fleetwood Mac. Originally, they were a British blues band that had many, many albums before Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham joined, and they became the Fleetwood Mac that everyone knows and loves. In one of those early versions of the band, their lead singer was a guy named Bob Welch, and he wrote and sang this song that he later re-recorded and released as a solo song, but I've always liked the Fleetwood Mac version better. From the album Bare Trees, this is early Fleetwood Mac on Rock of Ages.
So together. just go away. Because we live in a time when paintings have no color, words don't rhyme. And that's why I've traveled far, 'cause I come so together where you are.
Yeah, and all of the things that I said that I wanted come rushing by in my head when I'm with you. 14 joys and a will to be merry. All of the things that they say are buried. Sentimental, little gentle wind blowing through our life again. Sentimental, little gentle one.
Well, that's the end of today's show. Thank you for joining me, Ron LaRussa, on Rock of Ages here on WMFO. We do it every Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9. Please join me again next week, if you can. Until then, stay warm. Have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
To Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
I always look forward to Rossano Radio.
With your host, FR. Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM
and live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio.
Radio, only here on WMFO.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands